USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No president or administration has done more in the first 3.5 years than the Trump administration.
President Trump back on the rally circuit for the first time in months, telling supporters in Tulsa last night.
5 months from now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden.
He also spoke about the violence that's grown out of recent protests of police brutality and to the growing number of cases where Confederate monuments are being destroyed or removed.
The unhinged left-wing mob is trying to vandalize our history, desecrate our monuments, our beautiful monuments.
The turnout of Trump supporters inside was several thousand below the anticipated 19,000, and predicted widespread protests of the president's Tulsa visit also never materialized, many blaming the concerns about coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.